Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani, is wrapping up his first week in office. The moderate cleric was sworn in last Sunday, officially ending the 8-year two-term presidency of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. That's something many Iranians, both in Iran and around the globe, celebrated with a chant. A very distinct chant that dates back to Iran's previous presidential vote in 2009, which many believe Ahmadinejad stole. In case you didn't get that, it's Ahmadi Bye Bye. Maz Jobrani is an Iranian-American comedian. He knows that chant well. Maz, what is that chant we just heard?
When the protests came after he'd won, there was protests all over the world, and I went to one in Los Angeles. And it was funny because people were trying to chant his name, but his name was too long. Ahmadinejad is just a chant-proof name.
Right. You can't say 2, 4, 6, 8. Something.
Ahmadinejad, it's really too many syllables. Yeah. So, you know, it was funny because I was in the protest and people were walking and they're going, down with the dictator, down with the dictator, down with Khamenei, down with Khamenei, down with Ahmadinejad. It was too long. It just was too long. So I think someone got together and came up with the idea of cutting the name in half, and they took the words bye-bye, and I always say they Iranianize it. And what I mean by Iranianizing a word is that you just slow it down. So bye-bye becomes bye-bye, and thus the chant is born. So it just became Ahmadi bye-bye, Ahmadi bye-bye, hey. And that was it, man. It's kind of catchy. It makes you dance.
Yeah, it does. Ahmadinejad has been the butt of many jokes, I guess, of comedians here in the United States. I wonder if you're a bit sad that he's left.
This reminds me of the day George Bush left office. They were very similar for comedians. I used to say that Ahmadinejad tended to say a lot of stupid things, and George Bush used to say a lot of things stupidly. So both were great for comedy.
Hassan Rouhani's the new guy. He's being touted as something of a reformer. As a comedian, what do you think about him?
Well, it's only been 1 week in office. You know, I like Obama myself, but as a comedian, he hasn't been great to me. And I'm not sure if Rouhani's going to go that same route. The good thing about Rouhani is his name is actually chantable. You know, Rouhani bye-bye, Rouhani bye-bye.
Well, now it's Rouhani hi-hi.
That's right, Rouhani hi-hi for now. Give it a week or two. Yeah, give it a week or two. Very fickle area.
All right, now even before Ahmadinejad, you used to make light of your Iranian-Americanness in your comedy. We're going to listen to a clip now from your stand-up routine.
Yeah, it's not a good time to be from the Middle East. You know, Iranians, we've learned how to deal with it. We've learned how to trick Americans. We say we're Persian. It sounds a lot nicer and exotic and confuses Americans, you know. We're always like, no, no, I'm not Iranian. No, 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 I am Persian. Like the cat, meow. I am the cat, meow. I am not access of evil, no, no. I am Persian, like the rug. I am soft, hello. You can lay down on me.
Now, I've always loved that routine. When did the joke start? Is this something you came up with as a kid to sort of smooth things over?
First of all, there was two things that were happening. One was I remembered a lot of my young Iranian male friends who would just say they're Italian. That's how they dealt with being Iranian. Because after the movie Not Without My Daughter, it ruined Iranian men's chances of getting dates. It was horrible. It's really bad, you know. And for anyone who doesn't remember, that was a Sally Field movie where she's married to the Alfred Molina character playing an Iranian man. And in America, the guy's the nicest guy in the world. You know, he's like, honey, I love you. I want to write poetry and cook for you. Let's go to Iran for a week. And they go to Iran, and the guy changes on a dime. You know, he's like, you will not leave this country with my daughter. I will kill you and sacrifice you like a sheep. And I think every American woman was like, oh, my God, Iranian men are crazy.
Yeah.
So that quickly became a situation where a lot of Iranian men just said they were Italian. And then a lot of Iranians, just because of the regime and the government and not wanting to be associated with that government, a lot of Iranians would just say they're Persian. And it's amazing. I've actually run into people that were confused by it. You know, Persian? Like, what is that?
You joke a lot in your stand-up routine about some of the acting gigs that you've gotten over the years being typecast because of being from the Middle East. Tell us about that.
I always say when you first start out in Hollywood and you're of Middle Eastern descent, when you go on an audition, they go, oh, you're Middle Eastern. Great. Can you say, I will kill you in the name of Allah? And you go, yeah, I could say that. But what if I played a different part in this movie? What if I played the doctor? And they go, great. And then you can hijack the hospital. Like, no, you're missing the point. So early in my career, I took a few of those. I did a Chuck Norris movie of the week, where I played a terrorist and I died. So I was dying a lot and doing those, and my mom got sick of me dying. So I stopped taking those parts.
How does it feel that, you know, you're slightly olive skin, so you're the terrorist?
What's funny is when I started doing plays as a kid, I got to play Little Abner. I got to play Batman. I got to play all these different characters. And the whole time I'm thinking as a kid in Marin County, I'm like, wow, I can, if I ever become an actor, I'll be able to play so many different parts. Then you come to Hollywood and then, you know, 9 out of 10 parts require a turban on your head and Kalashnikov in your hand and just, you know, a lot of ululating.
Right.
It was kind of a shock. But like I said, when you take a stand and say, I'm not going to do these anymore, people start to respect it. And so it's been good. I haven't had an audition for a terrorist part in like 10, 12 years. I mean, I haven't worked, but still, no, I'm kidding.
From what I understand, your latest character in the works is, and pardon my accent, Jimmy Westwood, American Hero, American with a K. Tell me about him.
You nailed it. Jimmy Westwood, American Hero. He's kind of he's like a Persian Pink Panther. He's this Iranian guy who wins the green card lottery to come to America. And he's always had a dream of becoming a private investigator. So he comes to America to become a private investigator, but he finds himself in the middle of a conspiracy plot to go to World War III, and he ends up saving the day. So in the end, the tagline is, you don't have to be American to be an American hero.
Nice.
One of our goals was to have a hero of Middle Eastern descent in an American film, which I don't think we've had. You know, there was Prince of Persia, but that was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. So he looked pretty good, though.
He did. I'll be honest with you. He looks more Persian than I do because I'm bald. I'm not that hairy on the eyebrow. So I think Jake might be more Iranian than I am.
Maz Jobrani, comedian and actor, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. It was fun, Aaron.